To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Premium. The meum is Latin for not ready.
Sky finger.
No jokes. No taunting.
How did the show stay so fresh?
Sky finger podcast.
Dope.
Hello there, beautiful tapped heads. How are you doing, dear listener? This is Richard on his own, talking to you from his room in North Yorkshire, miles away from the wonderful at Kate McCabe. I know we managed to get out a good few episodes last month, but this month hasn't been so easy, what with me and Kate being on different sides of the country. I am going to be back in Manchester soon, so we will be putting out a new episode. But I wanted to get some content out for you because so much has happened, hasn't it? The monorail, it's over. How did you do? Have you got your monorail? I did, because I know you've been interested about this. I did manage to get enough pieces to make my penis-shaped monorail. If you go to my Springfield, Ruju 69 on EA. You see, they've changed it from Origin. It's now EA account that you've got. But if you go to Ruju 69 and go down, follow the beach down into the bottom left-hand corner of my Springfield, and you will find a cock-shaped monorail track in all its, what shall we say, effervescent glory. Like I said, me and Kate can't be together. I don't want to get into stuff too much. I hope you've been enjoying the monorail. I'm going to find out how Kate's been getting on with it and all sorts of things. I managed to complete it. I got the last two characters, the hippie and the German science guy whose name I can never remember. I shouldn't have stopped for that haircut. That guy, I got him, so I'm happy like that, but I don't know how Kate's been getting on, and I don't want to talk about it. So what I've done is I spoke to Kate, and we agreed to put out kind of like a mini episode, and this is it. This is my introduction to you, because what I got Kate to do was interview her wife about Tapped Out. It's a 7-minute long interview, and let's put it this way. Some of you, our dear listeners, will have spouses or significant others or people you just have sex with but don't really care about in your lives, who don't appreciate everything about Tapped Out. And what you're going to discover over the next 6 minutes is that Kate's wife, Carrie, not a particular fan of Tapped Out. So let's just put it this way. I think this conversation may be a conversation that you've either had with your significant other, or this is an insight into how your significant other thinks about Tapped Out. So I do hope you enjoy it. And again, I'm so sorry there's not been much out over September. It's just not possible all the time, and we have talked about whether or not we should do episodes separately from each other, and I don't think it's a good idea unless we've got a guest or we're going to do this. We won't let a month go by without something coming out. When we're together in Manchester, we will try and make it at least every other week, if not every week. Enjoy the interview. And I'll catch up with you again at the end to say bye. All right. Oh, it gets fun.
Hello, this is Kate McCabe. I am here and I am interviewing my wife, Carrie. We're going to talk about Tapped Out with a person who doesn't give a shit about Tapped Out. In fact, it's probably not that you don't give a shit. It's more that you have negative feelings about Tapped Out, isn't it? Can you just describe to us, or to me and our listener, what your general feelings about Tapped Out are?
It's just a wee bit of a waste of time, because it's so, the more you get into the game, the more time you have to invest because you've got so many people on missions. You have to keep checking back in. You have to cash in all your things. It's just so painful. I just can't bear it.
Do you know what the main currency in Tapped Out is?
What do you mean? In terms of what you win?
Like what? Like you spend...
Dollars.
Well, you spend dollars, but like the made up currency in it is donuts. So like you try to get donuts. What does that mean? What does that make you feel?
That makes me feel, I don't want to dislike donuts, but it kind of makes me feel that I, when I see a pink donut with sprinkles on, I don't want to associate that with my loathing of Tapped Out, but it might get to that point if you keep playing.
Oh, that's bad. Oh, don't be that way. Now, at one point when I was in America for a couple of weeks and I wasn't going to have Wi-Fi with me on my travels, you babysat my town, my Springfield, for like a good 2 weeks. What was that like for you?
Well, it was just early days.
You sent my guys on missions and everything.
Yes, it was early days. So to be fair, it wasn't a huge inconvenience. But I remember doing it thinking, I don't understand what she sees in this. I don't understand how it's like a Tamagotchi. It's so annoying.
You remember how upset I got when you were like dicking around? And it was about to be sort of like, there was going to be like dialogue or like a cutscene. And so like you were just dicking around, hovering with your fingers above the iPad. And then you were like, and you basically cut out like a whole scene.
I was trying to show you how much this is impeding in your life.
So you were basically doing an impression of me.
That's yeah, nice. A little bit, but also.
Who's the baby now?
But also just like, oh my God, it's like, I barely see you as it is. And then when you come in, your first kind of responsibility is that piece of crap on the iPad.
I'm the mayor of that Springfield. You have to understand that my people need me. When
I'm the mayor of this house.
That's true. You are the mayor of this
and
house.
And I need you in this house.
Okay, so like, when do you think is the most like insensitive time that I play Tap Out?
All the time.
All the time. So like, there'd be no good time for me to play Tapped Out ever.
No, when I'm not in the house.
When you're not here.
Correct.
Okay.
So that could be a new rule.
Do you think there's something in your life that you would do as much as I do Tapped Out?
No.
No. Including cello, because you do your cello a lot.
Oh, well, cello, yes.
Also, I think you have found a kind of newfound love for Lego, right? I mean, so you kind of have a little bit of a nerd thing going for Lego.
Yeah, but it doesn't get in the way of other bits and pieces, though, whereas Tapped Out does.
Right.
Like when you're on Tapped Out, I can't speak to you. I can't interrupt you.
You think Lego is more like together activity, so it feels better.
Yeah, like we can do a bit of Lego. I can potter about in the kitchen, tend to the meal that I will be cooking.
Okay.
On that Sunday, because we only really do it on a Sunday.
So there's nothing about Tapped Out.
A glass of wine and the music on and... You know.
There's nothing about Tapped Out that appeals to you.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. No. That's pretty harsh, Carrie.
But that is the truth. You must get to the point. When are you going to give this up?
See, that's the question that you keep asking me. Is like, when am I going to quit it? I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, there was maybe like a month-long period where I went cold turkey. And then Richard Massara was like, let's do a podcast. And I was like, all right, I'm back. So, now I'm back in it. You can thank Richard for the fact that I'm still doing it.
Richard is not welcome around here ever again. No, I just kid. Richard is a nice boy.
Oh, what about The Simpsons in general? Do you like The Simpsons in general?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's a positive, I suppose, even if you don't like Tapped Out. Do you have a favorite Simpsons character?
Maggie.
You
No, not Maggie. Lisa. I get them mixed up.
I was going to say, Maggie doesn't have that many characteristics yet.
No, I like Lisa.
Okay, so Lisa...
She's musical, she's vegetarian, she goes about the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. She sees dum-dums all the time.
You, I think, really like the episodes with Lisa and Homer, don't you?
Yeah.
Those are always sweet episodes.
Correct.
Is there a...
She's the conscience of the show, I feel.
I think you're right about that. I think that's a good interpretation.
Yeah.
Do you have a least favorite Simpsons character?
Don't care for Mr. Burns.
You like Mr. Burns? I thought you were going to say Krusty.
Yes, I don't like Krusty either. Homer can sometimes do my head in.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Those are like some of the funniest characters on it.
No.
Do you get jokes?
Groundskeeper Willie is funny.
Because he's Scottish.
correct.
What do you think? You're Scottish, but yes, you don't have a very Scottish accent.
No, that's correct also.
Can you do an impression of Mr. Burns?
Mary Bobbins. No, I can't.
Can you say Hawkeye?
No, not really.
Yes, you can.
Hawkeye.
Oh, there you go. Whereabouts
is Scott? This is a terrible interview.
I'm a good interviewer. I don't know why you're being so mean to me.
It's a hard dynamic.
It's a hard dynamic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think I don't kind of like the fact that people outside of knowing me and you will hear this.
Okay, so that's why you're being so off-putting. Is that mostly why you're so terrible in this interview?
I'm a very private person.
Okay, well,
for the most part, so
you knew what you were getting into when you coupled up with me. So There's nothing that can help you. All right, I'll wrap up this interview. Just by asking, what are your plans for the next few weeks? Do you got any projects coming up that you want to promote?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. No films or albums or books that you're kind of doing or writing or on a tour or anything?
I might be sitting an exam.
You're sitting an exam. Yeah, you're going to go for your cello grades, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's great. Anyway, congratulations, Carrie, and good luck in your cello exam. All of our listener is going to be rooting for you. And in the meantime, I will continue playing Tapped Out, and you will keep suffering. Thank you very much for this interview.
You're welcome.
And I look forward to building more Lego with you.
Okay, that me too.
All right. There we go. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Carrie is absolutely lovely, and I'm very glad to know that I'm still allowed to go to their house because Kate makes delicious cocktails. I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you so much for tuning in. As per always, these are the things that we go through at the end, which I can never remember what they are. I should write them down. You're right, Richard. You should also stop talking to yourself. Okay. So yeah, as always, go check out tapped-out.co.uk, the Tapped Out forum, or tstotopix.com, I think is the website, which is a great little website which will tell you everything that's going on. Or you can email us, skyfingerpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, and that's the best thing to do, because we do actually tweet, which is unusual, which is @skyfingerpod. If you want to friend us on EA now, if you want to friend us on there, I'm Ruju69, R00J00 6 and 9, and Kate is Kate McCabe 36, I believe. Listen to back episodes. She always puts it on there. And also, big favour, if you've got this far, do us a favour and go on to iTunes and rate and subscribe. If you don't use iTunes, don't subscribe. Just rate. Just 5 stars or 4 stars. I don't care. 1 star. 1 star, and this podcast is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Why would people talk about Tapped Out for so long? They must have no lives. I'm a moody ghost. Who has no fingers, so I can't play the game, and I'm essentially jealous of everyone. You know, that sort of thing. It helps us out. And I know there's you out there, and I know people, you always listen to podcasts, and they go, please rate and subscribe, and you go, oh yeah, I will. But I'm currently in the middle of juggling whilst listening to podcasts, and for some reason I'm juggling cats and my iPad at the same time. So I can't really do it. Well, stop juggling those things. For one thing, it's cruel to the cats. And the other thing, you could break your precious iPad. Put those down and then use your iPad to go on iTunes and subscribe and rate us. Rate us would be great, because that would be good for us. Because, loads of people need to listen to this podcast, naturally. Who wouldn't be fascinated about the ongoings of Tapped Out? That's all. I hope may your monorails be long and glorious. May a solar eclipse never shut down their power. And may your Springfield Heights eventually have a fucking point. I've been Rich. That was Kate and Carrie. Thanks to them. And a major thanks to Carrie, because she is not a fan of this game. Unlike us. Right, guys? Bye!